Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Our worship services are at 9 and 10:45 a.m. on Sundays. Welcome to Monday Coffee with Jordan. In this short podcast, Jordan will share with you inspiration and hope to start off your new week, because we're all in this together. Good morning for another episode of Monday Coffee. So last week we talked about some spooky things when it came to Halloween and horror stories. But this week I want to get on a little more real level, talk about something that actually happened in our world this past week. There was I think it was shown on the news, it was all over Twitter, that a priest had denied communion to Joe Biden because of his stance on abortion. I want to talk about this because, for me, I've been inspired in many different ways on this topic, whether it's New Hope and our open table policy, where it's not New Hope's table, it's not a Presbyterian table, but it's God's table, so all are welcome to partake. And also just some of the responses I've heard from fellow Reformed Church pastors, Presbyterian pastors on Twitter, on why this is such an unhealthy stance to take, especially as a pastor. Pastors have to take should take a fine line, or a tightrope walking line, on politics and religion. I think the church has often become a place where we tell people how to vote, but I think really what's going on is the Bible is speaking into our lives, God and faith is speaking into our lives of how we want to vote and treat others. But we've come to a place right now where everybody who doesn't think like us is the enemy. And I think especially within church, within spirituality, within faith, if we start weaponizing that and using that against people to get the things we want in life right now, that is abuse of power. That is abuse of Christianity. That's abuse of faith. And so denying something that is so freely given by God to us as a gift, by denying to give that to somebody, you are acting like you are the gatekeeper of something that is not yours at all. So it's kind of disturbing to me in some ways to see this happening. There's tons of more examples within our world, within our political culture, of how this goes on. And this isn't, I don't want this to be anything of liberal versus conservative or anything like that, but I'm speaking from a place of Christian faith, from a pastor position where I'm a pastor of all people, that this type of act was not okay, that everybody is welcome to the table. I think if we really believe in the power of Christ, if we really believe in the power of this religion we subscribe to, we shouldn't keep it to ourselves. We shouldn't guard it in such a way where people who think differently can't be there. If this priest surely believes in the life-changing power of the gospel, then he would have given bread and wine to Joe Biden. Because to him, this act of communion is an act of changing our hearts and minds and recentering us. So for him, it should be a thing to give Joe Biden so that his heart and mind does change. Sometimes our actions show us actually where our beliefs lie. And so this week I want you to think about, what are the things in your own life that you act differently than what you say? And how can you live out your talk? How can you live out a larger and open table policy in all of the world? Because if we all had the open table policy in our own lives and at our churches, I think this world might be just a slightly better place. We'll see you next week. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review us and share us with your friends. And we will see you next week.